with It's All About You Life Coaching. I wanted to ask you some questions. And as I'm embarking upon a 40-day fast, I am in day 4 of 40. And I have noticed some things and, you know, been aware of some things that are happening around me. My mind is much clearer, and I am just realizing that, you know, I want some intimate time with the Holy Spirit. I want the Holy Spirit to just take completely over and have me do what God put me on this earth to do. And I know that right now, with me dealing with any, you know, fleshy thoughts and things that I think I want to do and may not necessarily be what I should be doing, I'm wanting clarity with what I really, 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 really should be doing. And I'm getting clarity. I'm starting to notice that my mind is clear. You know, when you have a family and you have circumstances happen in your family, they can be extremely destructive to you, and you're thinking, what in the world? Like, I have got to get back focused. Like, I've got to reframe my mind to get back focused. And one thing that I'm learning is, you know, anybody can really have good time faith. You know what good time faith is? That's having faith when things are going good. But when things get a little rough, sometimes that faith that you need, all the things that you should be thinking and doing and having faith doing it, it don't come so easy. Take it from somebody that knows. But one thing I am learning is that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And you have to believe that God is working your circumstances out no matter what is happening. I don't care what's going on right now. Write down what your goals is, what things that you need to get accomplished. Write it down, because a goal not written down is a wish. So make sure you get a pencil and paper and write it down. You got to look at it every day and stay focused on what you are knowing you're supposed to do. You got to stay focused. Because when you don't or aren't focused, I promise you, distractions will come minute by minute by minute by minute. Did I say by minute? I mean by minute. They will keep coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. And they won't allow you to be able to do what it is that you say you want to do. So I'm talking to you. You're only distracted because you're not focused. You're only getting deterred and discouraged because your faith is on the floor. I need you to pick your faith up. I need you to pick your work ethic up. I need you to get out the bed, get out the house, and do something different. If a TV was gonna pay you money, all of us would be rich. Turn the TV off. Pick up your Bible. And for those of you who want to, you know, a challenge like I'm doing, I'm reading Proverbs this month because I want to, it's got 31 days in it. And since I started my fast on Monday, I wanted to make sure that every day I was reading a verse of Proverbs. So just keep feeding your spirit, keep feeding your mind, and keep getting nourishment so that you can understand your purpose as well as God's purpose and the purpose you have in this world. So when I say it's not easy, everything in the world is going to come against you. Your kids gonna act crazy. Friends are gonna be like, you don't pay me no attention, you don't call no. I mean, listen, people get interesting when they don't get the attention that they are used to getting from you, when they don't get the support that they're used to getting from you. You want to find out how people really feel about you. Make them mad or get them drunk. Did you hear what I said? Make them mad or get them drunk. And what come out their mouth and how they act, that's how they really feel. And now listen, I'm going to tell you like Gertrude tell me. You can hear me now, but believe me later. I'm telling you, people start to get a little interesting in your world. And it's okay. Sometimes it feels like you're walking by yourself uphill. And you're sweating and you don't have energy and you're like, Lord, I don't think I can make it. And yes, you can. You really can make it. All you got to do is just look at your feet and put one foot in front of the other. Don't look ahead. Don't look up. Don't look to the side. Look at your feet and just keep walking. Keep stepping. Keep, because it's called walking by faith. It ain't called, you know, it ain't called standing by faith or sitting by faith. Walking, you have to do something. Faith without work is what? Dead. So you're not dead and neither is your dreams. You just have to set them on fire. And if you're not willing to set your dreams on fire, because ain't nobody else gonna set it on fire. I'm trying to actually, I've been wanting a TV show called Ignorance on Fire for a long time. I don't know who may come across this. I don't know who has some knowledge about how I can get a TV show started. I don't want a podcast. I want a TV show. Somebody may know Oprah that's right here that listen to me right now. I want a TV show called Ignorance on Fire, and I want to coach people on that show so that the world can get coaching. I mean, it is so much happening, there's so much going on. And when you have lived and when you've gone through some things, you've got some things to share. I promise you, you do. You can't teach what you don't know and you can't lead where you don't go. I want to coach marriages. I want to have the foundation of marriage restored back to its sacred place, to where people take it seriously and people understand that marriage is not a joke. Because right now, the thought is, oh, no, everything's fine just the way it is. I don't want to get married. Something happened to people when they get that piece of paper. That ain't true. Something happens to people when they all of a sudden realize this is serious. Especially when they just playing. So that's why you see changes in people. Everybody considering to get married to someone, please call me. Because you need coaching first. You need counseling first. You need to talk to someone who can assist you with looking in yourself and in your past and getting some closure on those things. Because two broken pieces cannot be whole together. Let me say that one more time. Two broken pieces can't be whole together. You have to get yourself whole and your mate gotta get them whole, and that way you can be whole together. But so many broken people are trying to be in relationship and it's not going to work because the broken pieces have to be mended. There are a lot of people with trauma, a lot of people with baggage, a lot of people that go into relationships and have not healed from past relationships. And you don't know how. You'll have people say, oh, I ain't gonna never love like that again in my life. That thing hurt me. It almost took me out. I thought about committing suicide. Oh, I ain't gonna never let nobody get that close to me again. Well, do you know that love is and love can be happiness? But because you're not even willing to be vulnerable enough to fall in love again, you don't get that happiness. You don't get a chance to experience life at its best when someone truly loves you. And a matter of fact, if you find someone that really loves you, you will push them away. Why? Because it's scary. Why? Because you thinking about the past and what happened when you allowed someone to get close to you that way. So just know that my goal is to transform the world by putting marriages in a perspective back to where it belongs, to coach marriages that are on the brink of destruction and they are basically 30 days from going to the courthouse. I can help you. I can. I promise you I can. But the only thing that I can say is there had to have been something other than sex that had you get together. Because if that's all it was, I can't help you. Because it was not on a good foundation in the first place. You didn't start off as friends. You didn't take time to listen to each other. You didn't even have time to have intimacy into me see. Which means you got to have conversations with people. You got to ask questions. You got to let them share some of their innermost, deepest secrets with you because they trust you. Without trust, there is no relationship. Now, you can say whatever you want to say. But right now, if you like, I don't trust people and they got to earn my trust. And if they don't earn it, then they don't get it. Well, guess what? You ain't in relationship with nobody. You're by yourself and you're sitting down watching TV right now, or you are doing something, but you alone. If you don't trust people, you don't trust yourself. Now, I said that to somebody one day, and I'm telling you, when you get my coaching, I'm going to be real. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. When you don't trust people, you don't trust you. They say, well, Sharon, how can you say that? That ain't true. Well, listen, think about this. If you trust yourself to make good decisions about people, you would deal with people all day long because you trust your judgment. You trust your discernment. And you're not worried about getting hurt because you already know how to discern the mess before it even gets to you. You trust all your gut instincts and you trust that you know who to deal with and who not to deal with. So when you go to, I don't trust nobody, you don't trust you. Now, that's just a little tidbit. You know, Sharon gonna always give you something to chew on. So just keep tuning in. And if you get a chance to go to It's All About You Life Coaching on YouTube, inbox me. I can send you the link if you can't find it. Just know that I want you to subscribe to my channel. I want you to listen when you can. I want you to take the opportunity to have discussions and talk with me and put some topics in my inbox that you want me to address. And I don't mind coaching for 15 minutes. I give coaching all the time with anybody that's around me because that's who I am. It just shows up. It ain't nothing I'm trying to do. It just happens. That's why I knew coaching was my life and it's something that I get so much joy from. But I do want to let you know this. When you are in the valley of decision, God is near. Ask Him what you should do. And don't move until you get an answer. Thank you so much for tuning in to It's All About You Life Coaching.